Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Defensive regression for the Chiefs. Is that fair? Because they were a top three defense. Naturally, you would probably say there's going to be regression. To what extent, though? You know, regression for the Chiefs and this defense, is it going from second or third to seventh or eighth? I think that's in play for them, and that's still a top 10 defense with an offense that we all think is going back to the top 10.
So I asked the question because we asked about offense, and we all universally agree that we think the Kansas City Chiefs offense is going to be better than they were last year. Of course they are. They were middle of the road last year in points per game, and I have eyeballs over the last 4 years, so I am aware that the Chiefs offense is going to be better than that. It's 100% lock it in. The Chiefs offense is going to be better. There's almost no doubt about it. I think it's a little more difficult on the defense because even though it's the same defensive line, which we've talked about, they are clearly less comfortable with it. The signings they're making, the way they're talking internally, they do not think their defensive line is good. We know their corners aren't as good. You think it was an accident? They went out and put waiver claims on two different corners yesterday, one of which ended up on their roster. They obviously don't like that unit as much as they did last year with Legere Sneed, and no reason not to. But Trent McDuffie was the best slot corner statistically in football last season, and now he's going to have to play on the outside. So what do they do with the slot and at the number two spot? It's a question they're going to have to answer themselves a lot. I think they're regressing. I don't think the defense will be as good. It's the one part of the field where I'm going to tell you, I don't think they're going to be nearly as good. And the only thing that I think can save them is turnovers. The only thing that can keep the defense as a top five defense this year is turnovers. Because from a takeaway perspective, they were not good last year, as you well know. The Ravens were the best team in football at that. The Chiefs were the fifth worst. They only had 17 takeaways last year. So the only way to make up the positive regression we talk about is to take the ball away. So unless I'm confident they're going to do that, no questions asked, I think they're probably like the ninth or 10th best defense. I don't think they're trash. Like, I'm not crazy. I just think whatever they fall defensively, they'll probably make up for offensively. The question is, can they win that way again? Because it's been a few years.
Yeah, look, the number two cornerback is the question. And it was a question in camp that didn't get answered because, as we know, the coaching staff wanted someone to emerge. It didn't happen. And you're right. They made a couple claims yesterday. They clearly weren't happy with the depth. Now, I don't know. Both guys, they claim they got one of them. I don't know if they view that player as someone that's going to be a number two, or they just, as they did all week, they really added depth to the back end of the roster. You know, the guys like Juju Smith-Schuster, they added him. More of a back end of the roster depth piece. The signing of Samaje Perine, more of a back end of the roster depth piece that's going to help this team.
Sure.
So I think that's probably what the corner claims were. I don't think they think one of those guys is jumping in and being corner two right away, but they obviously felt one of those guys was a better option than Kelvin Joseph, who they cut
or whatever.
You know, I think it's more of that.
They're not going to like trade out Joshua Williams or those guys.
Joshua Williams will be the team's number two corner right away, but that is going to be an area teams are going to test, and they're going to have to prove that they can hold up there. It will be vulnerable, especially early on in the season, and maybe there's a surprise there. But what's the worst they fall back to? Like, if we're even just talking about
10th.
Okay.
11th, something like that.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I would be stunned if they fell past 12. I mean, that would be a big, that would mean to me that
there was
an injury on the defensive line and they weren't getting near the production on the defensive line. Because we all know, how do you make your cornerbacks look better? It works both ways on this one, but you get pressure on the quarterback, suddenly you think your corners are doing an even better job or whatever.
The problem is you go back to where the defense was a few years ago, Gold, where I think they're going to have to rely once again on Chris Jones to probably play on the outside more than they want. Okay? I think, don't you? Like, I think Chris Jones is going to have to pay more on the outside than they had to do last year. Remember a couple of, what was it, two, three? How long ago was that when they did the whole Chris Jones full-time defensive end thing and that just didn't work?
Like two, three years ago?
Like, I don't think it's going to go to that, but I do think they're going to have to use him out there more because their depth is at the defensive tackle position. So on third down, can Chris Jones do it from the new part of the field versus where he was previously? That I don't know. That will probably make a decision on whether or not you like him. But yeah, 10th, 11th, 12th?
Yeah.
The question is, what do you think the basement is of the offense this year?
Yeah.
Because could they be 10th in both? That's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned they were 14th. Someone said the Chiefs' offense was 9th. I guess it depends on what metric. We're going by points per game. They were the
points per game.
I guess we could dive deeper. I mean, if you're telling me yardage, that doesn't count. Points per game, they were 14th.
It's like, I don't care.
14th in points per game last year were the Chiefs offensively. So, yeah, they're going to be a top 10 offense again. And I think they have a chance to trend towards top 5, top 6.
You ever look back at that? You realize how wild it is? Like, we watched that offense last year. I'm like, I hate it. I was like, it's not even fun to watch anymore. They're just like throwing it 2 yards, and half that time it's going off of Justin Watson's hands or Kadarius Toney's into another team's hands. I'm like, this is an annoying offense, and I am not enjoying it. It is not fun to watch. You're here to tell me that there were 18 teams worse at offense than that one? 18? What the hell were you all doing? I didn't even enjoy watching the Chiefs offense. What the hell was the rest of the league?
They were starting Tommy Cutlets. They were, you know, I mean, that's what was going on. There were teams starting Zach Wilson still last year in games. Russell Wilson was starting games. He's also going to start week one for the Steelers. That was announced yesterday. That's how.
That was a good, you guys, I love that decision for the Steelers. You know, I really hope.
I mean, I don't care.
He stinks, man. He stinks. Well, why are they talking themselves into Russell Wilson?
No, Justin Fields will be starting at some point this year.
I'm pretty sure.
And that's not any better either. Neither one of those quarterbacks will be starting for them a year from now. So it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't.
No. I mean, no. That's what really, yeah. But they should just tank then. They should just start Tommy Cutlets, win one game, and get an actual quarterback in there.
Tomlin won't do that. But I agree with you. As great as Tomlin is, in a weird way, they've been in this middle road of just, you know, being an 8-9-win team, and it's a terrible spot to be in.
From a quarterback perspective, it leaves you drafting with Kenny Pickett's. You know, like, or Kenny Pickett. I couldn't get his name right. I added an S for no reason.
It's like Chase Daniels.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's, that's not the guy you want. You know, it's not, none of the people who are currently on your roster should be starting quarterback for you 12 months from now. Well, then just lose and get a different, or you should have spent the money on Kirk Cousins and gotten a real quarterback in your franchise and finally got some winning. They could have just still taken Michael Penix Jr. and had a different quarterback starting for them. Everybody still wins in that scenario, right? So it's a little bit different. Yeah, just annoying. Just annoying. Someone says, God, no, please do not put Jones on the outside. You know, occasionally it works. He does that anyway. It was when they tried to make him a full-time defensive end that it was a problem. And by the way, it wasn't even a problem like he wasn't effective at all. The problem was they were a sieve in the middle of the defensive line when Chris Jones wasn't there. They were exposed where he wasn't.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.